she told us ahead of time she was feeling really good about it and was well rested and in a pretty good mental space for the race. And we could see with the videos of the ready room that just her body language, the way she was carrying herself, that she was energized and feeling really good about it. That's 9/10 of winning a race right there is just being mentally prepared for it and ready for it. And, at that point, the effort's already gone in. The work's been done. It's just a matter of putting it all together and pulling it off. You still don't know what's going to happen once they're up on the blocks, but she did really well right from the start. She was right where she wanted to be at the turn there. We've seen this in a number of her races. As long as she's sort of kept herself fairly close to people in the first half of the race, she's usually pretty good at running them down in the last half.
Why is that? I mean, why does she have a big surge at the end? Is there any reason for that?
Some of it, honestly, is optics. It really looks like she's accelerating at the end. A lot of it is that she's maintaining speed while the other swimmers are sort of getting to the end of their race. For Lydia, she just has to sort of get into her pace in the first half of the race and, then charge home on the last half of it. So, I don't know that that's anything you can train. It's just something that, depending on the individual, it's just how they work through the process.
Well, it's certainly made for an exciting race, I could say that. When you were watching that finish, I think it sort of flashed up, at one point, maybe in the last quarter of the race or something, that she was in the lead. Describe that for me from where you were sitting.
Yeah, it's still sort of hard to wrap your head around, but I mean, it's like I say, we knew when she hit the wall in the last 50, the last half of the race, she was in a really good position to close and do very well there. Certainly that last 25, when you could see her pace really locking in and her position relative to the other swimmers, you could see the whole thing playing out already, even before she touched the wall, that she was charging for home like a freight train.
And then what did she tell you afterward about, I guess, how she felt about the race or just the whole thing? I mean, how she's feeling about winning?
She's ecstatic, and she loves that team of people that she's training with there. I mean, the environment there has been great. And after winning the race, turned into a real whirlwind for her, media events there. And there was several hours where she really didn't have much chance to get her head above water, figuratively speaking, I guess. We had a chance to talk to her sort of briefly in the middle of all that. She gave us a call. It was probably 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. our time. She gave us a call and had a couple minutes to touch base and say hello. But we have had a chance to talk to her since, and she's feeling really good and happy and sort of getting back into a rest and training routine and hopefully getting ready for relays coming up soon.
Yeah, she's still racing maybe, huh? What was your reaction in the moment that she won? And then I suppose, you've had time to maybe reflect on it. How are you feeling just in general about it now?
We are immensely proud of her. Proud of her and proud of the effort that's gone in on the part of a lot of people to help get her there. It's just a tremendous amount of support from all over the state. And she's put in a tremendous amount of effort and time. And I can't say how much we're proud of her.
People in Seward, of course, are very proud of Lydia. People in Alaska are very proud of her. And it just seems really different from residents of other states going on to do great things. What is that? Why do you think we were so emotional and proud of her in this moment like this?
Well, there's been a lot of effort all around the state to make this possible for her. Certainly within her swimming community, she's worked with a lot of different coaches around the state. And, outside of the swimming community, Alaska's a huge small town. So, you sort of feel like you know people, even if they live in some other far-flung part of the state. We're all a little more connected. I can't say how much we appreciate all the support that's come to her from all over the state. It's pretty remarkable to see how excited and enthusiastic everyone is about what this kid's had a chance to do. And it's been a big lift, and there's been a lot of people that have made it possible for her.